much better around on all fronts.
Yeah, well, Jeff really was outstanding. I thought he got into a better rhythm as the game was in progress. Started getting the ball down the fastball. Had a really good curveball. Looking at 2 walks, 5 punch, right around 100 pitches. So that was an excellent day's work. But how about Ruggiano? I mean, like the catch he makes in left field, the at bats he had. I mean, not many balls get hit into that whatever that area is up with the yellow gate fence. That ball is mangled. So I mean, between Jeff and what Ruggiano did tonight was pretty spectacular.
You like just seeing how the guys bounce back on an emotional level. I mean, I know you've always drilled it home to them. They dwell on a loss for 30 minutes. Right. They celebrate a win for 30, but still.
No, you're right. I mean, it was good to come back like this tonight because they had us again. We didn't score until what inning was that?
Six.
So they had us again. I mean, after last night, and then you're going into the sixth inning, and you're still not scoring runs here at our home base, and all of a sudden, Casey, you know, nice double down the right field line. But it was really big that Rouge followed up with the home. I mean, that really gave us a lot of momentum in that particular moment. I'd like to see it carry over, obviously, but I still I thought we had better energy tonight.
And Johnny Damon really set the table with four hits.
Yeah, I mean, how about it? It had to be a pretty significant moment for him and his family right there when he gets that base hit to pass up Mr. Williams. That's pretty awesome. And I think actually kind of probably relaxed after that. Then he gets a couple more, 3 hits, 4 altogether. I'm very happy for the man. I've talked about him on different occasions how he's unique. And this furthermore indicates why he should be in the Hall of Fame.
How nice is it also to hear him say this week how he just wants to stay here, that he would love to, if he could keep hitting and keep producing.
It is great. I really like that thought. He fits really well within our clubhouse and our culture, and he's the kind of guy that we need. We need that kind of leadership from within, and he's, like I said, he just mentioned he's unique. He's different. He carries himself in a professional manner. He's just, he's all of that, and he brings a lot to our table.
What kind of momentum does this win tonight bring to your table to wrap up the series tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's all about the momentum. It's about the next day starting pitcher. So I guess it's Helly's turn tomorrow, right? Helly tomorrow. And their guy, Loesch, is pretty good. He's coming off of a good outing in Baltimore. So Hellickson will be the determining factor whether or not we can maintain momentum.
All good?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Welcome.
It was Madden.